episode 131. Two days before Halloween,
and the week after, somebody didn't win the Mega Millions. Mega Millions.
I didn't win either. I didn't either win the Mega or the Powerball.
I'm going to tell you, for those of you who aren't Mega Millions or Powerball people, because I am not, I never play any of that stuff. But when the news starts talking about it, because every once in a blue moon it gets crazy ridiculous, and the Mega Millions was up to like $1.9 billion.
No, 1.567. Come on.
Billion. So then all of a sudden you're like, I'm not playing, the Powerball was actually over 500 million as well. But usually you're like, fuck the Powerball, 100 million, whatever.
Yeah, 100 million, whatever. Yeah.
So of course I buy tickets, but I have like, and I don't know why, it's the funniest thing. My little sister was laughing so hard at me because I said, I get such like anxiety having to go to the 7-Eleven to buy because I don't do it. And I don't want to look like an idiot.
Right. Well, I got a story for that. Yeah.
You pull into the 7-Eleven, and for 7-Eleven's nationwide, so people know what kind of store. The gas and sip, the Circle K, the whatever. You know, the little
Come and go.
The little stop and go, whatever. The little corner bodega, if you will. So I'm not a bodega person. I don't ever go. I couldn't tell you. The last time I went to the 7-Eleven was the last time I bought a lotto ticket. I'm not a Slurpee girl. I don't ever go. So I pull into the 7-Eleven and I look in the car, and of course, Judgy McJudgerstein, I look into the car next to me and I'm like, see, those are 7-Eleven people. Clearly that person's car, they were a smoker and they had a different Big Gulp cups that were all, there were like two on the top, but Big Gulp cups in both cup holders.
Sure.
And like three deep. So I was like, okay, here we go. So I go into the 7-Eleven and I'm like kind of, hemming and hawing, and I'm like, I don't even really know which one to ask for, and there's people in here, and I don't want to be like the jerk that takes 5 minutes in line when there's 7-Eleven is like meant for people in the morning who are just getting their smokes and their Big Gulp and they're going on their day.
And they're like, listen, lady, get your fucking ticket.
I know. So I wait, thinking I'm just going to wait for there to be no line. There's never not a line at 7-Eleven in the morning. So I finally just jump in line, and I had the woman, trying to help me, and I was like, I just want to get a lot of tickets. What? This is the one that's, the lot of money one, that one. Because there's a million tickets.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I don't know how to do it. Are you supposed to pick out numbers?
Blah, 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 this and that. Yeah.
Are you supposed to do the quick pick? So I did learn the last time I went in that you just do the quick pick and you'd be done with it. But I also, sadly enough, I had probably like 8 years worth of scratchers, because on Easter, the kids get scratchers, and I had like 8 years worth of scratchers that I had never seen.
No good afterwards.
Well, I didn't know whether they expired or not. Yeah. The money, apparently, I think the money ones don't expire, but the ones where you win a free ticket do. Because I had a big stack of them, and it was like, this was expired. I was like, okay.
They probably hate you for doing that, too. They're probably like, Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Well, because there were two people that were at the counter helping. There were two employees, but there's only one machine. So I was kind of taking up the machine.
Yeah.
It was very embarrassing. I finally just got my fucking ticket and I got out of there. But she wouldn't sell me the Powerball. I wanted both. And she was like, no, you just want this one. She wouldn't sell me the Powerball. So then I
That was not her call.
Well, because then I left thinking like, oh, maybe it's the wrong day. I don't know. I'm like, maybe it's the wrong day.
The jackpot, the numbers get pulled on separate days, but you can buy tickets.
I know. So I was
with my girlfriend the Friday when the Mega was big. She had never bought a ticket in her life. So she's like, Gerb, tell me how to do it. How do I do it? I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Because
you don't know.
I have to be honest, I made a mistake the other day. I bought a Powerball ticket, and I'm like, I want like $2 tickets. I don't know how to order it.
The first time I went in, I was totally shamed because I didn't realize that it was cash only.
So
I was so embarrassed because I didn't know how to do it, and then I had to slink out of there like, sorry, I'll be back.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know you. I don't know.
Okay. Well,
but yeah, so regardless, I called my dude, and my dude was like, what the fuck? You were supposed to get Powerball, too. It's over 500. I said, I know. She said, no, that's not the one I want. I'm like, but that is the one I want.
Yeah.
And I went to the liquor store,
So I went to a different liquor store on my way into work. I stopped off at a different liquor store after I was empowered to buy Powerball.
Can you say liquor store one more time, please?
Liquor store.
Liquor? I hardly knew her.
Yeah. So I went into the liquor store, and the guy did the same thing. I said, I want 5 Powerball.
Oh, my God. That was so fun.
I bought the Powerball, and I walked out to my car, and I looked down at the receipt, and it said Mega Millions. And I was like, son of a bitch. I went back in, and I said, I asked for Powerball. And he was like, no, the Mega Millions is the one. I know.
Why are they trying to direct you?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But listen, we have a special guest.
Yay. It's been so long since we've had a special guest, and it's been even longer since we've had this guest.
I know, and you told me that I had homework to do, right? Do you remember the homework I was supposed to do? Wait, I can't.
Yeah, you were supposed to ask your dude some questions, right? Hi.
Yeah, and I forgot to do that. I forgot to ask my dude whether or not he got any sort of sexual pleasure out of sneezing. I doubt it.
Right.
He would have told me, but I didn't. I forgot to ask. But I did do my other homework. Do you remember what my other homework was?
I don't, but wait, before you go into your other homework, I watched a show on Showtime called Sex with Sonny Megatron, and one of the episodes had a dude laying naked with the bugs crawling on his scrotum and on his, like, nipples and stuff, and I had to stop watching it. Remember we talked about the fetishes last time?
Yeah, we did. We talked about the fetishes. And
I got to see it live and in person. It was very – my eyes will never not see that.
The electronics. Well, there was a real sex. We've talked about that show, Real Sex, on HBO before, that they've done different fetishes. And I was fascinated by that show because most of this stuff, I just look at it and go, wow, I am 9 different kinds of prude, I guess. I've never heard of half of that shit. And I would never, I'm not even remotely interested in doing any of it. There was one where there were like naked people dressed like horses and other people riding.
Yes. I saw... They had an episode about people dressing up as clowns, having clown orgies. It was so disturbing.
Yes. So let's welcome back to the show my sister-in-law. And I don't remember what we called her. Do you remember what we called her last time? What name did you use?
Does she
what
remember?
What name would you like to use?
What,
to protect the innocent. Because we have some stories. We have a story that she's going to tell. Names to protect.
I'm saying Vicky. Let's call her Vicky today.
Okay. So you have to come closer.
Way close. You got to get way close to the microphone.
And she's got her little blind dog with her.
Yeah.
This is Gina. Gina, who ain't got no wiener. Gina.
Hi,
so
Gina.
Welcome in, Gina. Uh-oh, we didn't use a different name for Gina to protect the innocent.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I don't have a lot of friends.
We'll call Gina Fluffy. Gina, she likes to lick your face, and she likes to put just the tip of her snout inside your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because she can't see, she has to use her other senses.
She does.
To know who she's with.
She wants to get all up in your biz. So listen.
All right, tell me about your homework.
I can't believe you don't remember the homework. It had to do with fetishes.
Yeah.
And it had to do with one specific fetish that involved electronics. You don't remember?
Listen, there's a lot of shit that's happened in the last 2 weeks.
Fuck you. I did my homework. So
for
you
once.
You told me. I know, right? I realized as I was watching.
McDonald's today.
I realized that's right. Gurkha's drinking out of her McDonald's cup.
Iced tea.
I realized as I was watching the Dodgers fucking lose in Game 5 last night.
So sorry about that.
You're not sorry.
No, I am. Sorry, not sorry. I mean, sorry for that. Your team lost. I mean, because they're in the World Series, but. Yeah.
Anyway, So we were talking about the electronics fetish, and I was telling you about how Vicky has a TENS unit, and you were curious whether Vicky ever put her TENS unit on her hoo-ha.
Yes! Welcome back, Vicky.
So, what was
have
the
you?
Answer?
No, I actually had never even thought of that.
However.
Have you since?
We planted a seed.
But now, I mean, I don't know.
They have a dial on them. You don't have to do it at, like, 9 or 10. You can do it at 1 and just be like, ooh.
This is not Spinal Tap. You don't have to go to 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Okay.
So next time Vicky's on, she's going to report back.
Oh, no. That could be a whole other year. I think Vicky needs to do it and then report back to you or call in or something.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, she will.
She doesn't call in and just
sit here. Otherwise, I would have made her do it.
Oh, because that's what I'm sure she wants to do is jerk off to a TENS unit at your house.
Well, you could have borrowed it instead of taking it in your room or something.
No, did you get pads, fresh pads?
Yeah, fresh pads.
She has to get fresh pads for sure, yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, okay, Vicky, that's your homework now.
Vicky's in town because she had to see her doctor. She's getting, because of the TENS unit area on her neck, she was getting some steroid shots.
Yeah.
And the doctor is a high school friend of hers, and she had one of those, like, doped up moments where, as he was leaving, what happened, Vicky?
Well, I don't remember. He came to see me afterwards. I was just starting to wake up. And I don't know what he was saying to me. I really have no clue because I just had, you know, anesthesia and all that. But as he was walking away, I remember I said, "Bye, Bill. Love you." Yeah, I said, "Love you" at the surgical center.
Wait, is his name Bill?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Good. Well, that's good.
They're friends. And the thing about it is I was laughing because I'm like, everybody from the surgical center, I think, knows because he squeezed her in and he's like giving her the special treatment. And she's like, "Love you." I said, "Now you just need to pop up at, like, at the grocery store,
at his daughter's preschool.
At his daughter's preschool and be like,
love you.
Yeah. In a overcoat, in a short overcoat with nothing on.
I love you so much. No, but it was just like.
You're so low. I don't know if that. I didn't even hear what you just said, Keek. It's so low.
Pop up in the bushes and be like, "Hey, I love you. I love you so much.
Yeah, yesterday I sent him a text and I was like, "Oh my God, I don't feel any pain right now." And then I was like, XOXO.
Yeah. I said, "So now it's gone creepy. Now it's gone creepy because now you're going to be at the grocery store, like, behind in the produce aisle with one eye, like, peeking over the watermelons. Hey,
right?
I just wanted you to know how much I really love you today."
Right. Have a good day.
I really appreciate you. Hey, have a good day, though. Not weird.
I've decided to extend my trip indefinitely. See you around.
I've been waiting here for 5 hours wondering when you made your morning grocery run. I'm writing notes.
Right. Okay, listen. We have to have a serious talk.
Uh-oh.
I know that we've spent a lot of time this year focusing on my sexual activity or lack thereof.
Yeah.
Right?
It's been okay. I've made, watch 2019, 2018.
Yeah.
What year is it?
Yeah, 2018. I'm going on vaginal hiatus for the rest of the year, at least. Just putting it out there for everyone to know. My vagina is like...
Vicky's on vaginal hiatus, but not like a by-choice vaginal hiatus. It was kind of like an imposed, not by choice vaginal hiatus.
Because there's something going on there in the area?
No, because there's lack of dudes.
Lack of men.
Okay, yeah.
We live in an area right now where there's like a real scarcity. It's a small town, very like out in the sticks.
Yeah.
Not a lot of choices.
Yeah, I've just kind of had enough of the dating things. And so I really feel like my vagina is a coal mine that's been shut down and the canary goes in and then dies. Like, no one's going in. No one's coming out. It's like kind of like Thunderdome. One man enters, no men leave kind of thing.
So hang on. Let's just to recap. Girk's vagina is a Thunderdome and a coal mine. That's very inviting for any potential suitors out there.
That a bird has died in.
Would you like to visit Thunderdome? Actually, that's kind of a sexy name for my vagina. Thunderdome.
Yeah. As long as you don't need to be strapped on to go in, like, so that you don't fall in. As long as it's not like this huge vacuum.
Oh, cavernous, you're talking about, like, if it's cavernous.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, there was one time, again, back to the Keek is a prude. There was one time where I went into a sex shop. I think it actually was when you were living in L.A. And we were doing... I think we were buying sex toys because remember when our poker friend bought us, I still have that vibrator. That was my favorite vibrator ever when our friend bought us all pocket rockets.
I just lost them. I was still using mine up until recently and the cap got misplaced somewhere.
Oh my God. It's the best thing ever. But anyway,
I found a replacement though. So
no, you're on a sexual hiatus and you don't have a vibrator?
I do not have one.
Oh, Vicky.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Our poker friend bought us all pocket rockets. It was honestly, like, I think pretty much most of the poker group all agreed that it was one of the favorite. And I have a rabbit too. That was one of the favorite sex toys. But
well,
anyway,
it's nice and small. It's only like 3 inches. But I got this little lipstick one that, like, actually that I just used.
I have a lipstick. It's called the Lip Trick. lip trick, and it looks like
I don't know. Let me tell you. Hello. Good morning, Gracie.
Yeah, but I can tell you that the Supervan Molly's is way better than
the
lip trick.
That's the one that I just got.
I mean, it's okay.
Where'd you get it?
I got it. You know what was weird? I got, all of a sudden, I got a gift package from Amazon, and it was a dildo, which I never owned, and this little lipstick thing, and a friend bought them for me as a gift.
Oh, I was going to say, Amazon is just randomly sending you.
No, a girlfriend felt like giving me the gift that keeps on giving, and nicely done.
I bought my lip trick with my little sister. I bought one for her because she had confided in me that she didn't own one. Anything. Yeah. Nothing. She never had one. And I was like, what? So we immediately, this was like 20 years ago, but we immediately went online and I bought her one. And I bought myself one. It was one of those one for me, one for you.
Sure.
Anyway, going back to cavernous badges, I was in the sex store and in the back they have this, you know, they have the porn section with the yeah. videos. And so I was looking at the videos and on the front page of the, this was back when they had VHS tapes. Young whippersnappers. They had the VHS tapes.
Shaking my head.
On the cover of the VHS tapes, they had the pictures, you know, of what you were going to see.
Yeah.
And there was one section, and I forgot what it's called. It's got a special name to it. There's a name of this particular type of fetish where men like women who are super, like, gapey and cavernous.
Oh, really?
Yes. And so there was a section, and it has a name. I'm going to have to look it up. And so it had, like, on the cover, because it was advertising what you were going to see on the video, it was all these women, like spread eagle women, and it was showing their big, gapy, cavernous vaginas.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I'd never seen anything like that ever. It was really horrifying.
I'm in consternation. I mean, I'm like my eyebrows are furrowed. I
don't know how you get like that. Wow. I mean, you have to shove a lot of stuff up there for it to stay like
they
that.
They must like to put stuff up there.
I think they like stuff. Like, so, yeah, not like wieners, but like stuff.
Are those the women that shoplift with their vaginas?
Possibly.
Remember that story about like the woman with the slippers in there and stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah. So there was this one story, news story, where this gal got caught and she had put wasn't it like some shellfish?
Lobster.
A lobster.
The lobster.
She put some sort of lobster up her hoo-ha because that's how she got stuff out of the store. Is she would like put it in a baggie and shove it up her cooter.
Yeah.
And then she'd go home to her man and be like, baby, we're having lobster.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Literally, I'm giving birth to a lobster.
Isn't that nice? Okay, listen, so here's – so the dating thing's just been a big bust. So
yeah.
I'm taking a hiatus. But also, then you – I mean, I'm just so tired of it. So we're closing down the shop for the rest of the year. But when you read stories like this, this makes you realize that the dating pool is just not – maybe not that great. The CDC strongly suggests that people not reuse or wash condoms. Don't let that one sink in. That there are literally people that are using condoms.
No, that there are enough people that are reusing condoms that they actually have to have an announcement about it.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, you're kidding. Yeah. So I don't want to run into any of those dudes. Also,
know what the CDC also recommended?
What?
Not to dress your chickens up in Halloween costumes.
What?
Yeah.
Why would the Centers for Disease Control have anything to – mind your own fucking chicken business is what I say. That has nothing to do with sex.
Apparently there are enough people – well, CDC isn't only sex.
Oh, disease, any kind of disease. Okay. Boy.
Where's your mind? Good luck on the keeping the vagina closed for the next 3 months.
I broke out the new vibrator? Jesus.
Right? So they were talking about that. Apparently, there are enough people who own chickens, and not only who own chickens, but dress them in costumes. And there's a lot of actually super creative chicken costumes, like
characters.
And there were a lot of like.
What if you dress your chicken up as a chicken?
Yeah, could.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I personally, my favorite, I think, was the Colonel Sanders costume, but that's ironic. But yeah. There's a lot of like. People posting pictures and videos and stuff of the super clever Halloween costumes that they have their chickens. And so because they're so clever, I guess they decide that they want to share their cleverness with everybody else. So they take their chickens out. And I guess apparently chickens have some sort of, they carry some sort of virus or bacteria.
It's take your chicken to work day.
Yes. And they carry some sort of virus or bacteria that the CDC is saying, yeah, keep your chickens at home. They're not meant to be out in the population. They're not meant for, like, small children to be petting them.
Wow.
So
I didn't know that was a problem.
Apparently, it's a thing. It was enough so that the CDC had to put out a warning. So,
wow.
Okay. So here you go. Here's our PSA. PSA. Don't wash your condoms and reuse them.
Right. One.
And if you are, make sure not to take them straight out of the dishwasher, because they probably would be super scaldy hot.
Yeah.
And
I love that you think people are putting them in the dishwasher. Are you fucking crazy?
Self-sanitized. I mean, come on now.
I'm just envisioning them like, these are people that would do that. They like turn the sink on, they put the water and they go, oh, this one don't have a hole in it. And they wash it with like Dial bar soap. They're like, it's clean. And then they go put it, they air dry it like on top of a pop bottle.
And so the CDC is saying not to do this. Why? What's the downside of that? They're getting, what's the downside? Are they getting like chemical burns because of the soap that they're using?
They are saying.
Or because the spermicide and the stuff that's in them, it won't protect you from sexually transmitted diseases anymore.
Well, according to this doctor,
breakage.
Incorrect use, such as reusing a condom or using it more than one time, diminishes the protective effect of condoms by leading to condom breakage, slippage, or leakage. All kinds of edges. All kinds of edges. Breakage, leakage, or slippage.
Yeah.
And some people might think soap and water will kill all the tiny microorganisms on or inside the condom, but that ain't so. And, you know, the latex can tear. It's just not a good idea.
It's just bad business, people.
STDs are on the rise. But here's something. Wait, because so I was, like I told you, I was watching that Sex with Sunny Megatron thing show. And remember we had a conversation about squirting before? And, like, if it, you know, because I had been told that some people think it's just urine and some people think it's female ejaculate and
For women to squirt?
So in this show, she actually had a woman who urinated into a cup, like a specimen cup, and then she squirted into a specimen cup and had them, you know, tested in a laboratory. And wouldn't you know it? They are not the same. The squirting cup.
Wait, so she could squirt, like, on cue?
She was jerking herself off.
Okay.
But I honestly, what freaked me out was that there was as much of the squirting material as there was urine. And I'm like, holy crap.
Oh, wow. I'm getting a little grossed out. Why am I getting grossed out by this?
Three or 4 ounces. It was like someone is getting wet. Like, you better have rubber sheets on that bed because that mattress is going to be not useful after a short period of time if you're doing that.
Wait, so what was it? What did they determine that it was?
It has urine in it.
It does have a bit of urine, but there's a prostate-specific antigen. But it's not urine, and it's actually got some of the same properties as male ejaculate, not sperm.
Wait,
right?
Do women
sperm
have a prostate? I thought only men had prostates.
They do, but there's prostate-specific antigens.
Oh.
I don't know what that means exactly, but the answer is they are two separate entities. There you go. Another PSA. Now you know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't had the pleasure.
I can't imagine that would be super fun for a guy.
I have had a number of men tell me that it's really hot.
That they like a woman who squirts?
Yeah, there's something about the fact that they can bring a woman to that place that it's a really big turn on.
Yeah. Men are kind of like,
no, it is
freaky dirty that way. Do you squirt?
I have.
You've been known to squirt?
Yeah. Not a lot, but yeah.
What did you think of it? I think I was peeing myself initially. And that's what my girlfriend said. She goes, the first thing you
squirted.
Do is...
You said you squirted, right?
No, I haven't. Oh. I'd like to, and I'd like to do it again. But I haven't.
I aspire to squirt.
The thing that you don't want to do is you don't want to tell a guy that you're with that you've squirted, because then it becomes a thing that because all they're trying to do is to make you squirt, and then they think that nothing's good or good enough or whatever.
Right.
Because
they
and it's not like... It's
it backfires. The backfire squirting.
It just happens, and it's not like a specific way, and like you just have to be in that place, and it happens.
Right.
But I try to explain to them that, listen, if I had to pick squirting versus a regular orgasm, which one I would have to do without for the rest of my life, it would be without squirting because it's a different feeling.
That's exactly what I've heard.
Yeah, it is. It's different.
But is it as good?
It's not as good.
Oh, the orgasm for you isn't as good?
No, orgasm is better than a squirtgasm.
Oh.
It comes from a different, literally from a different place.
Right, it's still because you're hitting the G-spot, but it's a different release.
Right.
But the guy, I can see that because guys are so fucking insecure when it's a did you come? Remember when I said I'm coming? That was when I was coming. Like, I don't understand. What guys are so insecure about making sure that you come. And I'm like, you realize that I don't actually, I can still enjoy it a lot even if I don't. So, but that's such a, sense of pride for them. Yeah. I never thought about that with the squirtgasm. I could understand how that would be like fraught with peril then, because then the guy would feel like he didn't do a
I
good job.
I think that's a good call, Vicky. I've been asked by a partner if I do.
Pressure for you too to make sure, like, oh my god, I got a squirt.
Yeah, the pressure's on.
I think it literally happens from pressure. It's from pressure that
build up.
Not a build up. It's literally pressure that they're putting on. I don't know what it is.
Oh, is it like for the woman if she pushes on the prostate or whatever?
Yeah,
it's like that. They hit something and it just kind of releases.
Like you can make yourself if you try hard enough.
Well, this woman did. She didn't have to try very hard at all. She get filled the specimen cup and away we went to learn this stuff.
Crazy.
Yeah, most guys think it's hot. But
yeah. All right. Well, let me tell you what's not hot. Uh-oh, this happened to me.
What?
This is awful. It's just like, this is another PSA, but do you remember last month when I was talking about how I accidentally, had my period? I didn't accidentally have my period, but I had my period and I accidentally, bled on the massage table for when I was getting massaged?
Yeah.
Okay, so
Bert was bleeding like a stuck pig and she bled on the massage table.
Oh.
Luckily, she knows the guy really well, but I still would have been mortified.
Okay, well, take two. Ready?
Uh-oh. Did you pee on the massage table?
So,
shit. A little bit of shit.
No, it's not massage. It goes back to the blood thing. So I was at home. It was day two of, my monthly bill. And I had gone to bed. I went to bed. I was just watching TV and the doorbell rang and a male friend had come over. So I'm like,
A
gentleman caller came over, and I wasn't expecting. I mean, not that that's a big deal, but I got up and I threw some clothes on, and I hadn't seen him for a while, so it was really cool. And
I think that only happens on TV. People show up. Who shows up at somebody's house unannounced, randomly?
Yeah, this guy. So
this guy.
This guy does. So he's sitting across from me on my other couch, and we're talking, and I go to the bathroom, and I had just changed the tampon, so I was good to go, and, we're talking for a while, and I have to, another maybe half hour, hour, I go to the bathroom, I come back out, I sit down, and as I'm sitting down, I feel,
squishy,
my skirt is wet, I feel like the menstrual blood has gone through my skirt,
instantaneously, in that moment,
I just sat down, and I'm like, gush,
and now you can't get up. Now you can't get up.
But I have to because it's a crime scene. I'm sure that there's bad business going on. And I literally had just come back from going to the bathroom. And I stood up and I looked and it was on my couch. It was on a 2-inch.
Did he notice? Or were you able to stand up?
I stood up.
A pillow over it and,
That's exactly what I did. I flipped a pillow over it and I looked at him and I must have looked horrified. And I felt like Steve Martin in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels of would you excuse me for just a moment? And I booked into the bathroom, and I cleaned up everything and washed my little skirt out. And I come back in, and I take a blanket, because we were going to watch a movie. I take a blanket, and I put it on the couch, and I just sit on it, because I'm like, I'm not cleaning this up now. There's no way. There's no way that this is happening. So, whatever. The rest of the evening was uneventful, but I was mortified, right? Mortified that this happened to me with this person over. So the next day, I need to clean the couch. And this poor couch has been through all of them. I mean, it's been shit on.
Oh, yeah, didn't he know? Vicky wants to know.
Oh, I heard about the shit. The couch has been shit on.
This couch has seen
a lot of action. But wait, body did fluid. You not notice that you came back into the room and you had changed your clothes? Or were you like, I didn't.
I just washed out the little area of my skirt that,
oh,
it was a black okay. skirt. So he didn't notice at all.
Oh, okay.
It was like a long knit skirt, you know what I mean? Like all the way to the floor. Like it was just, I was comfortable. So anyway, so I go and I get like this stain remover and I try to wash it out. And it doesn't come out. And that stain remover and it doesn't come out. And it doesn't come out. I'm like, oh,
OxyClean.
I did the OxyClean. That didn't either. So my girlfriend says to me, you know that if your own saliva breaks down your own blood proteins.
Yeah, I had heard that too.
I'm like, what?
You spit on it.
No, this is really funny. So I take the cushion off, and I just started spitting on it. Like, I'm spitting in the area where the stain was, and I'm like, and wouldn't you know it, gone.
Yeah, it does work. You might not have done the OxyClean right. You have to let it sit for a really long time. OxyClean, I've never not had OxyClean get blood out. OxyClean always gets blood out.
Well, it didn't get – I had some lotion on my bedspread, and that didn't come out with OxyClean. I soaked it for 4 hours.
Oh, I don't know about lotion, but I do know about blood, like blood and any sort of DNA stuff. But you got to use the squirty one, not the powder.
Oh, okay. So that's the PSA. Bottle. Your spit can break down your own blood.
The saliva, yeah,
blood,
I understand.
Yours, because it's your proteins.
Yeah. So it's got that. Yeah, I don't know how much longer you're going to be able to keep the poop couch.
I'm thinking the couch might, and the dog, my dad's dog, when he comes, he like gets on the couch and makes a bed on the cushion. And
yeah, Percy does. God, can you imagine? That's like fucking Disneyland for that dog with the smell. There's blood, there's shit. God knows you probably had sex on that couch. I'm sure there's semen in there somewhere too. Yeah, you have.
I have not.
You have. You have.
No, I maybe.
There's
maybe
a lot
not.
Of fluids in that couch. That dog is just like, yes.
Bill. I'm not sure I'd want to go to Blue Bill. I think that would be something I would refrain from.
Yeah.
Maybe not from me, maybe from previous owners even, because it's a used couch, so you never know.
Oh, God, yeah.
All right, anyway, so that's all I got. Yeah.
That's a lot.
But so that was kind of an embarrassing situation, but I'm glad I got out of it. But it just brought everything
to a circle. I'm just going to tell you right now, he knew. There was a time a million years ago when my sister and I, my older sister and I, we were in our 20s, and we went to the beach with one of my guy friends who I had a crush on but actually had a crush on my sister and his friend. And it was just the four of us. I'm not sure why we were at the beach. But anyway, we were at the beach. And while we were at the beach, my sister got her period. But it wasn't like back then when you're in your 20s, it's not like stuck pig blood like it is when you're perimenopausal. So it was just a little, you know, she started to spot, and I think it showed through her bathing suit a little bit, but not, you know, nothing like super, not even noticeable. It just was one of those things where she was like, we got to go to the bathroom now. And we didn't have any tampons or anything on us. So we're in the, you know, we're in the bathroom. We excused ourselves and it was the beach. So the bathroom was far away. Mm-hmm. But we were gone for a long time because we literally had to walk the parking lot going,
yeah.
Hi. You happen to have a tampon on you, do you? We had to like hit up women.
I've done that. I've done that before, the tampon walk.
Yeah, sure. And it was a bathing suit, so it's that kind of like special fabric that's meant to get wet, that doesn't hold stain. So we go to the bathroom, she rinses her bathing suit out, we bum a tampon off somebody, and we go back, no big deal. Totally like thinking they never would have known. And I think days later, I was talking to my friend about something, and he was like, oh, you mean when you guys went to the bathroom because your sister got her period? I was like, what? How did you?
You what?
How would you even know that? I think guys always know. So I'm sure that even though you were super stealthy, I'd be willing to bet that he knew.
Oh, that – don't. Why did you tell me that story? Because that would be really just even more mortifying.
Listen, he came over unawares to your house. You were in your cozy, comfortable, not prepared.
Sure.
Where you can just shit the couch, bleed on the couch.
Well, and here's the thing. I'm just like, and then, of course, that's what I do in my spare time. I just do it. I'm like, I think I'm going to pee, but you know what? I'm not going to pee in the toilet. I think I'm going to pee on the couch.
Yeah, because you're Netflix and chill. You got to, you know, why get up and go to the bathroom?
Why? defecate, urinate, masturbate.
That is ballsy to show up at somebody's house unaware. He doesn't know what you got going on. You could have been like, yeah, Netflix and chill Friday with your diaper and your cozy jammies and
the lipstick.
Right.
And the lipstick.
Because that's, I'll call that, so we have the leakage, slippage, and breakage. My couch is the eight couch, A-T-E. Masturbate, ejaculate, urinate, defecate. Ew, I don't do any of those things on the couch.
Nope, but now you won't be able to think about that. Every time you sit on your couch, you won't be able to stop thinking about the eight.
I know, and I'm actually now afraid anyone who's ever been to my house will now think of sitting on that couch and that happening.
Listen,
or coming over.
We were all young once, and we all went to at some point in your life, you've been to a frat house. So if you've been to a frat house and you sat on a couch there, you can sit on a couch anywhere.
True.
People get crabs from frat house couches.
Ugh.
Fully clothed.
Wouldn't it be funny if I had a bunch of friends over that were listeners to the show, and they come into my house, I'm like, have a seat, and they all, like, sit everywhere else but the couch?
Okay.
Do you have a chair? Actually, I'd like to stand. I don't mind standing.
I think the floor is cleaner. I'm just going to cop a squat on the floor.
You know, I like sitting Indian style, though we're not allowed to say Indian style, crisscross applesauce. Mm-hmm. I'd like to sit cross-legged on the floor at your house. I'm good.
Yeah, there was another news story out about, speaking of not being able to say Indian style, there was another news story out about how, I think it was universities, I don't think it was just the elementary schools, but how some schools put out a list now of banned Halloween costumes.
Oh.
You can't dress as a cowboy.
Really?
It's culturally insensitive because they were, I guess, mass murderers. You can't dress as like a Native American Indian if you're not one, because that's culturally insensitive. You can't like wear a sombrero and dress up as like a Mexican whatever, anything, unless you are one, because that's culturally insensitive. I think it's being taken a little bit too far.
Oh, I mean, come on. That is way taken too far.
And then
there was a father who dressed his son up as Hitler, and people got all up in arms in it.
He's a historical figure. It's not like he's not canonizing Hitler. He could be making fun of him.
Right.
You know, I have a friend who, when I was working as a tour guide at Universal Studios, one of my tour guide friends who is hilarious but also pushes a lot of boundaries, showed up to work because we were allowed to on Halloween dress up. It was the one day that because we had uniforms that we had to wear. It was the one day you didn't have to wear a uniform. So he showed up to work dressed as Hitler. Now, back in that day, the CEO or president or whatever of Universal was Lou Wasserman.
Which is a Jewish name for those folks that don't know.
And
he was a Jewish gentleman.
So he would say, and it was a really good costume too, but he was saying, they said, you need to change. And he was like, no, I'm not going to change. This is my Halloween costume. You said that I could wear anything I wanted. This is my Halloween costume this year. And it was a damn good costume. But, and they caved. They said, okay, you're right. We can't technically ask you to change and not wear that costume, but we can ask you to please go home for the day. We will pay you, but you need to leave. You can't wear that costume here.
Wow.
You can't do tours dressed as Hitler. But, yeah, and then Megyn Kelly on her show, on the Today Show, she was talking about this story with the Halloween costumes, and she took it one step further.
Yeah.
To say that, you know, why can't, there was a picture of somebody dressed as Diana Ross, and people were vilifying her because she darkened her skin because she was dressed like Diana Ross. And Megyn Kelly was saying, I don't understand why, if it's Halloween and she wants to be Diana Ross, why she can't, you know, put darker base or whatever on to make herself look like Diana Ross. Her show was canceled the very next week for saying that. Now,
you know what? I'm going to have to ask some of my African American friends if that would be offensive. If you're dressing up as like Lucille Ball and you put a red wig on, would that be offensive?
Here's the thing, though, and this is why I was pissed off that her show got canceled, because in the beginning I was not a big fan of Megyn Kelly. But I was also ignorant about it. I just was like, oh, my God, some bitch from Fox News, like, please. But I actually grew to like her show over the last 2 years. I watched her show. I liked her because she said what she felt, and she spoke her mind, and she had very strong opinions, but she also was very willing to listen to other people's opinions. And She came on the next day, very apologetic and very much like making it more of a teaching moment, that she listened and she actually learned something herself, because people were just lit up. And I actually, who felt like, I feel like I'm super tolerant, I also feel like I learned something, because she brought like an African-American historian and an African-American journalist on the next day, and they talked about it, and they did the whole history of blackface. And because I look at it in 2018, being raised obviously a white woman, going, yeah, come on, haven't we come far enough?
No,
like,
but
someone darkening their skin to be Diana Ross from blackface. But when they talked about the history of blackface
is awful.
And how awful that was, in their opinion, you know, and these are very educated African-American people saying, yeah, no, it's never okay. It will always
be. So for them, it was the same. Because the blackface, it goes to the whole Sambo thing and making black people like they're stupid and just kind of the joke of the butt of the joke of everything.
Right, and I knew what blackface was, but there was more history, actually, that I was not aware of. There was more history that they brought out and talked about on the show that I was actually unaware of, even though I knew the base of where that came from, that made it clearer as to why they're so violently opposed to anything that even smells like blackface, and that it's never okay to do, and that's why they get super upset about it. So I kind of felt like that was more of like a teaching moment, and that was something that I actually learned from as well. And for them to kind of say, oh, fuck you, Megyn Kelly, we're canceling your show now, is like, really? Is that where we are? I read other articles that made it sound like that they were looking for a reason also, that they were looking for a reason that the ratings weren't as good, and I don't know. I think the whole thing is kind of bullshit. They didn't even really give her a chance to, like, say goodbye. Like, at least with other hosts that they shit-canned on the Today Show, they gave him a chance to say goodbye.
Oh, really? They just pulled the plug. I thought they just didn't renew it for December.
No, it's gone. No explanation. All of a sudden, they let her come on the next day. She did a whole show about it. And then Thursday and Friday, they aired reruns. And then come this morning, it's a completely different hour now. It's just gone.
Yeah, I guess I heard that was going to happen.
They didn't fire her. I don't think they fired her, but they did cancel the show.
Right. I think that we lose some of these teaching moments when we get so up in arms about, you know, okay, now, given what happened in Pittsburgh at the synagogue, would dressing anyone up as Hitler be appropriate today? That could be a tough one to sell.
No, I think people still do. I think the thing about it is that I don't think anybody says, you know, in that list of things that you're not allowed to dress up as, it was racially insensitive stuff, but nobody said you can't dress as Hitler. Nobody said you can't dress. I mean, like, people could still show up tomorrow dressed like, or Wednesday dressed like Hitler. And I think
or a rabbi or a priest I don't know. It gets a little nutty. All right, well, anyway, since in 2 days is Halloween, I hope you guys have a good time, because, you know, I'll be bugging out.
Listen,
not gonna be around.
I love Halloween, and I did not get to go to a Halloween party. I need to just start throwing Halloween parties myself, because nobody I know throws Halloween parties, and I do love a good costume party. And I get so sad. I look on Facebook at everybody's cool costumes and all the costume parties.
Yeah, my friends don't have them.
Hooey.
Are you going to your sister's?
I will go to my sister's. We weren't really going to this year, because – this is the first year that, like, everybody's a big fucking Halloween bummer. My son doesn't want to dress up. This is the first year that he's like, I'm over it. No.
Yeah.
And he's in high school now. I'm like, but you can wear masks. Like, you can actually finally wear a mask. In high school, they let you wear masks. No. You don't even want to wear a mask. Nope. Okay. So he doesn't want to go to my sister's because he's not dressed up. He doesn't trick-or-treat. Last year was, like, the final year that he trick-or-treated because he just wanted the candy. So he's literally just going out. And he's like, I just want to fill up a bucket with candy and then I'm good. But it was kind of a dud, and he was like, yeah, I'm not doing that again. And they do a big haunted house, but he's like, no, that's boring. I don't want to work in the haunted house. He's just a bummer. And my dude, you know, we were hoping there would be a game 7 or whatever, the World Series on the Halloween. But so we might just go, at least just to go by. And I do work during the day on Wednesday, so I'll dress up. Usually we'll, at the office, like, we'll dress and we'll do a little something.
Right.
But yeah, there was no big, like, fun Halloween thing. Vicky and I went and saw, I got, managed to get us tickets on the night that we were supposed to go to a Halloween party. I managed to get us tickets for Dear Evan Hansen. So actually, we went and saw a Broadway show.
How nice for you and Vicki.
It was fun.
Well, on that note, I'm going to scoot along and say, I have to pee so badly.
Nice segue. Yeah, it's cool. I got to finish cleaning my toilet.
Awesome. We just matchy-matchied. You're going to clean
exciting.
It. I'm
Our
going to
very
use
exciting.
It.
Exciting.
Vicki, it was so good to see you again. Please do your homework.
I will.
I want to know.
Yeah.
And, everyone, this will be up after. Well, I'll try to get this. We'll try to get this up today. But if we don't, hope you had a nice Halloween. And we'll see you guys soon. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
I need someone who's clean with a dirty mind.